On this day, 5th February 1921. Carson on Tolerance. There was a large attendance of delegates at the annual meeting of the Ulster Unionist Council in the Assembly Hall, Belfast, yesterday afternoon, when Sir Edward Carson presided for the last time over that body in his capacity as Unionist leader. Sir Edward said that the reason he had to refuse the premiership was a question of age and energy. He had gone through a long and difficult life. Day by day, what was happening in Ireland demonstrated to him how right they had been in the past. They had their own parliament, but having got it, they must keep it. They had many enemies, many who would still try to drag them down in Great Britain at the heels of political parties. One is the great advantages of getting their own parliament was that they hoped no longer to be a pawn in the Westminster political game. Sir Edward continued, "You will be a parliament for the whole community. We used to say we could not trust an Irish parliament to do justice to the Protestant minority. Let us take care that that reproach can no longer be made against your parliament. And from the outset, let them see that the Catholic minority have nothing to fear from a Protestant majority. I have often said to those who differed from us in the South and West, if you want to take Ulster, you must either fight her or win her. Let us take care that we win all that is best amongst those who have been opposed to us in the past in this community. Let us show them that they have a right to expect all that is sacred to them, and their religion will receive the same toleration. What has driven us asunder is not the religion itself, but the fact that the majority of those who differ from us in religion would not accept loyalty to the King and Constitution. Applause. And if they had, I believe there never need have been the acute differences between us at all. And so I say from the start, be tolerant of all religions. We hear a great deal about bringing about a united Ireland. What have the South and West, I'm talking of the majority, ever done to bring about that result?" Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. In his last political speech as Unionist leader, Carson appealed to Unionism to treat the Catholic minority fairly. Ironically, during the Westminster debates on the 1920 Act, he had rejected every demand for nationalist safeguards from PR to a protective Senate while ensuring strong safeguards for the Southern Unionists.